This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea Friday in its first ballistic weapons launches in 2 weeks, as the U.S. military warned the North that the use of nuclear weapons will result in the end of that regime. South Korea's military detected the two launches from the North's eastern coastal area around midday Friday. That's according to Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The statement said South Korea strongly condemns the launches, calling them a grave provocation. The Biden administration is poised to offer another massive package of military aid for Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. officials say the Pentagon is sending Ukraine another $275 million in weapons and other aid to try to help drive out Russian forces in key areas in the south. The word comes ahead of an official announcement. The package does not include any major new weapons, but will restock thousands of rounds of ammunition for weapon systems already there. Some members of Congress have been challenging how the Ukrainian aid is being accounted for. But the administration says it doesn't want to reveal information that could lead to shipments being intercepted and winding up in the wrong hands. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Ukrainian forces are attacking Russia's hold on the southern city of Kherson while fighting intensifies in the country's east. The battles came amid reports that Moscow-appointed authorities there have abandoned the city, joining tens of thousands of residents who fled to other Russia-held areas. Ukrainian forces were surrounding it from the west and attacking Russia's foothold on the west bank of the river, which divides the region and the country. Elsewhere, Russian President Vladimir Putin sought to cast the conflict in Ukraine as part of efforts by the West to secure global domination. This is VOA News. China's largest city of Shanghai is ordering mass testing on all 1.3 million residents of its downtown Yangpu district. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma explains.
Citizens are to be confined to their homes at least until results are known. The demand is an echo of measures ordered over the summer that led to a two-month lockdown that devastated the local economy, prompting food shortages and rare confrontations between residents and the authorities. China's shown no sign of backing away from its hardline zero-COVID policy since a major congress of the ruling Communist Party that concluded this week awarded authoritarian leader Xi Jinping a third five-year term in power. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A deadline to resume power sharing in Northern Ireland's regional government passed at midnight Friday, setting the UK-run province on a course to its second election this year. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The deadline passed amid a political standoff over post-Brexit trade rules. In an argumentative Thursday session, lawmakers briefly reconvened for the first time in months for a special sitting, but failed in a widely anticipated outcome to elect a speaker needed to form a new government. New British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak had implored the parties to resume negotiations, arguing that their constituents deserve a fully functioning government. Northern Ireland has now been without a functioning government for 9 months. The pro-Irish party Sinn Féin won a historic first election in May, which has further complicated the political situation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Hours after saying he didn't want Twitter to become a, quote, free-for-all hellscape, two people in the know say Elon Musk has taken over the company, firing the CEO, chief financial officer, and general counsel. The apparent takeover just hours before a deadline set by a Delaware judge to finalize the deal Friday. She had threatened to schedule a trial if no agreement had been reached. On Thursday, Musk stated the reason he acquired Twitter is because it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. He added that he fears social media will splinter into far right-wing and far left-wing echo chambers that generate more hate and divide our society. I'm Tim McGuire.
Recapping our top story, North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea in its first ballistic weapons launch in 2 weeks, as the U.S. military warns the North that the use of nuclear weapons will result in the end of that regime. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote.